When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I was young when I realized the place I lived was special. I didn't realize it at first, since I had lived there my whole life. I thought it was normal for a city to not allow pets. I grew up never hearing the sounds of barking dogs or hissing cats. No one that lived inside the city border was allowed to have them. I thought it was normal for cities to have mandatory blood testing every week, with no explanation or seemingly any reason. I thought it was normal for cities to not have any jails. I thought it was normal for cities to give their citizens soulmates. I never really understood how it worked. All that we were told was that there were the matchmakers who were responsible for making the matches and sending out the tiny slips of paper that determined each citizen's love life and future. No one ever saw the matchmakers. No one knew how they were recruited. No one knew how they worked. All anyone knew was that it worked. Where I lived, there has never been a filing for divorce. The matchmakers are never wrong. Each citizen received their paper on their 18th birthday. Inside the piece of paper, there was nothing except a name, the name of your supposed soulmate. There was no telling how you would come across this person, no when or how. All anyone knew was that it would eventually happen. We were allowed to tell other people, allowed to ask around, try and seek out people that had the same name as the one on the paper, but it didn't matter. It couldn't be forced. Of course, literal eternal love and happiness does not come without rules. Every citizen had to follow the rules. They weren't too strange and seemed like a small price to pay for what you were getting in return. Most of the rules were simple. To name a few, there was no going outside under any circumstances after 2 a.m., no pets, blood tests, etc. There were also rules that we weren't allowed to know until we were older. We got the new rules on our 18th birthday, the same day we got our matchmaker paper. We called them slips. As I got older, I realized that our city was special and that other cities didn't have what we had, but I didn't care. Life was good. Life was simple. Our city was like a little paradise. It was happy. It was without issue. It was the night before my 18th birthday and I couldn't sleep. This was to be expected, since knowing that the next morning you would know the name of your literal soulmate was enough to keep anyone up late. Usually I wouldn't have believed in such things like soulmates, especially as I got older. But it was hard to argue with evidence. My parents had gotten married in their late 20s and have stayed happily married ever since, both of their names matching what was on their slips. My older sister Caitlin got her slip last year. And though she's been through her fair share of failed relationships, she's currently in a happy one with some guy named Roger. I don't think I need to tell you the name that was on her slip. I wished Caitlin still lived with us. We used to share a room, but ever since she moved out, it feels empty with just me in it. By some miracle, I eventually fell asleep, my brain finally exhausted after hours of wondering what tomorrow was going to bring. I woke up the next morning, my arm groping for my alarm to turn it off, just like any other day. It wasn't until I sleepily sat up that I realized that today wasn't like any other day. I swung my legs out of bed, my heart pounding in my chest as I tried to compose myself. I wanted to pull on a shirt and shorts as fast as possible, rush to the kitchen to get the envelope I knew would be addressed to me. But I didn't. I didn't want to be one of those people whose entire lives suddenly revolved around trying to find their soulmate. I needed to be calm. Taking a few even breaths, I slowly put on a shirt and some basketball shorts before opening my door. Chatter and the smell of waffles hit my senses instantly as I stepped out of my room. Turning the corner, I stopped, grinning. "Caitlin," I said, unable to contain my excitement at seeing her. Reaching her in a few short steps, I wrapped my arms around her in a hug, to which she enthusiastically returned. "What are you doing here?" I said, pulling myself away to look at her. "Ma, you seriously thought I would miss your birthday? Get real," matching my grin as she looked at me. "Damn, you got tall," she said, looking at me. "He got it from his old man," my dad chimed in, and Caitlin rolled her eyes. Besides my height, I got a lot from my dad. I got his warm brown eyes, and I got his wavy, dirty blonde hair that I had always kept medium length. I looked so much like my dad that my mom always chimed in, saying how I got her nose and smile. "Happy birthday, hon," my mom said from the counter, giving me a soft smile. "These are almost done, and we'll go out for your birthday dinner later tonight," she said, gesturing at the waffles, and I smiled. "Birthday waffles for the birthday boy," my dad chimed in, putting an arm around my mom, and the simple movement made me remember something.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thing I forgot in the midst of the excitement. Is it here? I asked them, trying to keep my voice even. My sister nodded, understanding what I was talking about. On the front table. My legs felt like rubber as I walked a few steps into the hallway, instantly seeing the stark white envelope on the table. I picked it up. Delivered to Theodore Schillings. I walked back to the kitchen, all eyes on me, as I turned the envelope over, trying to act calm, act normal. I opened the envelope, pulling out two pieces of paper. One of them I knew would be the new rules. The other one was my slip. I looked at the bigger paper first. To people or peoples registered as 18 years or older, the following rules will come into effect. 1. Under no circumstances is anyone 18 years or older permitted in any city waters. This includes all local rivers within city limits. 2. Under no circumstances will anyone 18 years or older be allowed to watch the television on the 14th of every month. 3. Under no circumstances is anyone 18 years or older permitted to use faucets after 12 a.m. This includes sinks, bathtubs, and showers. 4. Under no circumstances is anyone 18 years or older permitted to use any kind of elevator after 9 p.m. 5. Under no circumstances is anyone 18 years or older permitted to share their rules with people or peoples under the age of 18. And that was it. I honestly expected more, but was relieved there wasn't too many there that I would have to memorize. They were weird, sure, but nothing that I wouldn't be able to do. After rereading the new rules, I put the paper down, heart hammering as I took my slip. Wanting to get it over with, I opened it, to which a single name was printed. Avery. I read and reread the name several times. Avery, Avery, Avery. I racked my brain for people I knew named Avery. There was a girl in my history class, and maybe one who I had pre-calc with a few years ago. Before I could wonder further, Caitlin's voice cut me off. "What's the name?" she said, to which I handed it to her. It passed from her to my mother, then my father. "Avery, nice name," my dad said, handing my slip back to me. Chatter resumed between my parents and Caitlin while my mind was whirring. Some things made more sense now, like why I never saw adults kayaking in the river like I saw them do in other cities. I had told myself for a long time that once I got my slip, that I wouldn't focus too much on it. But my mind kept coming back to the name that was burned into my mind. Avery. I still had to go to school, and got ready while Caitlin went out to reconnect with some high school friends. I ignored my texts, asking what the name on my slip was, preferring to have that conversation in person. My friends were waiting for me at the bus stop eagerly. There was Jennifer, who was usually pretty quiet, and who'd I known since preschool. There was Joseph, who was a bit of a daredevil and a jock, who I'd met during my freshman year. Lastly, there was Charles and Sophia, twins who were never separated and who I'd bonded with sophomore year over our love for horror movies. Looking at us as a group looked weird, but we worked and had fun with each other. I was bombarded with the same question as I got close to them. Whose name did you get? Avery, I said, the last time I had actually said the name. It sounded nice coming out of my mouth. It sounded right. My friends nodded, followed by a moment of silence that meant that they were all trying to think of Avery's that we knew. Isn't there a chick in your history class named Avery? Joseph offered, and I nodded. Yeah, I'm trying not to think too much about it. I don't want to become one of those people who become obsessed with it, I said, although the name was really all I could think about. My friends dropped it after that, all except Joseph. He would chime in every few minutes, rattling off girls that he knew, all with the name Avery. He was still talking about it as the bus came, and as we walked up to the school, he really didn't have an off button, which meant that I was left to try and tune him out, nodding my head in agreement every few minutes. As the school day went on, I couldn't help but wonder if each Avery I came across was my soulmate. Somehow, though, none of the girls I came across felt right. Everything else aside, the school day went pretty smoothly. People wished me happy birthday in the halls, occasionally asking who I got on my slip. After school, I still had time before I had to head home and start working on homework. So as usual, I met outside with the school with my friends. The day had gotten progressively hotter as it went on, and by the time school was let out, it had reached the point of uncomfort. Most of my friends were already waiting for me, and as I got closer, they were already in conversation. "Ball's hot, man. We should go claim a spot by the river before it gets too crowded," Joseph was saying, to which my other friends nodded in agreement. The river he was referring to was the biggest in the city, almost cutting it in half. It was a popular hangout spot, and my friends and I had been going there for ages. But now my throat felt tight. None of my friends had turned 18 yet, since I had an extra year of preschool when I was a kid. They didn't know the new rules. One of the rules says I wasn't allowed to tell them. Did that mean I also couldn't hint at it? I'm not sure if I'm feeling the river today, I said, trying to sound as nonchalant as possible. Are you crazy? It's like 90 degrees out here, Jennifer said, raising her eyebrows. Not wanting to act suspicious, I decided that I would go, but I wouldn't go in, under any circumstances. All right, let's go, but I can't stay long. I have my birthday dinner with Caitlin and my parents, I said, to which Joseph pumped his fist. Relieved that none of them seemed to suspect anything, we set off towards the river. There were a couple of other families there, with kids playing in the shallow water and the parents sitting safely on the edge. I took a few even breaths to remind myself that I was fine, and that I would stay on the shore. Jennifer and Joseph were the first to the river, instantly pulling up their jeans and taking off their socks and shoes as they dipped them into the river, singing with the relief that the cool water provided from the hot weather. I desperately wanted to be in there with them, swimming in the river and enjoying the nice weather, but the rules were very clear. I sighed, sitting down a few feet away from the water, my legs out in front of me, watching as my friends splashed each other with the water. I just had to hold out until they had their birthdays, and then I wouldn't have to make excuses. I could handle a few more months. "Oi, come on, birthday boy, get in the water," Charles yelled, splashing water in my direction as he was ankle deep in it, a few feet away from where it dropped off into deeper waters. I smiled, shaking my head as I had adjusted my legs to make myself more comfortable. "Now I'll be the only one to drive you guys to the hospital when you get hypothermia," I yelled back, to which I could see his eyes roll from here. "Nah, we can't have that," Joseph called, wading back to where I was. "I command the birthday boy to get hypothermia with the rest of us," Joseph said, smirking as he approached me. I felt a trickle of unease as he approached me. I stood up to move away, but just then he swooped down and picked me up over his shoulder. Joseph played for the football team and I always admired his strength, but this was the first time I was afraid of it. "Joseph, stop, put me down," I yelled, panic rising in my voice, struggling to escape his arms as he was carrying me to the water. My heart pounded wildly in my chest as a rising fear crept up in my throat. He outmatched me in size and strength, and my struggles were fruitless. "I'm serious, Joseph. Put me the hell down," I yelled, to which he gave a little laugh. "You're always so serious, Theo. Loosen up. Live a little," he replied. And I could see he was in the water now, wading further in. I looked at my friends, wide-eyed, but they were giggling like it was just a joke. They had no idea. As he got closer to the drop-off, I struggled harder, hitting him on the shoulders. I wasn't weak by any standards, but Joseph was built like an ox, almost all muscle. Fear closed my throat so tightly, I couldn't breathe. "Come on, everyone in the water," he said, motioning with his head to my friends, who obliged, standing on the edge of the drop. "All right, on three, we all jump in together." He put his hands on my waist, and I knew what was coming. "One, two," he started, rocking back and forth. "Joseph, stop. Stop," I yelled, punching him harder, but it didn't make any difference. "Three." I heard the splashes of my friends jumping in, just as I was launched a few feet into the air. I didn't know what to expect. I shut my eyes tightly as images rapidly flashed through my mind. I saw myself at my 9th birthday party, saw myself applauding at Caitlin's graduation. Rapid images throughout my life flashed before me. Was my life flashing before my eyes? It felt like an eternity before I hit the water. Nothing could have prepared me for what happened next. I hit the water hard, the cold water stinging every part of my body. The wind knocked out of me, but since nothing else happened immediately, I thought, fleetingly, that I was fine. I was wrong. It felt like a giant vacuum was at the bottom of the river, sucking me towards it. I thrashed in the water, desperately trying anything to prevent myself from getting sucked deeper. I'd been swimming in the deep part of the river before, and one summer my friends and I actually measured how deep it was, and I knew well enough that I was being pulled far beyond that. I was running out of air, and my panicked state wasn't helping the situation. Whatever was down there started to pull me faster, as if whatever it was could sense my desperation. My chest felt tight, as I could no longer hold my breath. My body started to go limp when suddenly I was falling. I was no longer in water, and I took a gasp of breath, sputtering out the water that had managed to get in my mouth for my surprise. I was so relieved to be breathing again that it took me a minute to realize I was falling rapidly through the air. Darkness surrounded me, and through my confused, dazed state, I couldn't make out what was around me. A few seconds later, for the second time during the day, my body hit water again, hard. Once again, I had the wind knocked out of me, and I could feel myself sinking. I couldn't move. I couldn't breathe. I didn't have the energy to panic. My eyes closed. I didn't know what I was supposed to think about. I didn't want my last thoughts before death to be wasted. It was during these last thoughts that suddenly something pulled me away from them, literally. I could feel something grabbing the back of my shirt, pulling me upwards, towards the surface. Confusion swept me as a moment later, I felt myself being heaved out of the water and being roughly set down on something hard, something solid. I gasped, coughing and sputtering as water dripped off of me. I shakily pushed myself onto my hands and knees, trying to get my breathing under control. My thoughts moving at the speed of light, I felt oddly lightheaded. My body drained and exhausted. I wanted to look around for my savior, but I couldn't. My vision had started to go black as my exhausted body finally collapsed. Someone was shaking me awake. My first fleeting thought that it was my mom, telling me I was going to be late for school. Then I remembered. It was just a dream, I told myself. Just a dream. You'll open your eyes and your mom's going to wish you a happy birthday, tell you you're going to be late for school. Someone shook me harder. I opened my eyes. It was not my mom. It was a boy who looked around my age with dark, messy hair, and he was looking at me with two dark blue concerned eyes. He looked relieved as I opened my eyes. "Good, you're awake. Come on, we need to move," he said quickly, looking behind him. Confusion clouded my mind. Who are you? And where am I?" I said, trying to keep the fear out of my voice. The boy looked back at me. "My name is Avery. I can explain everything later, but we really have to go." My breath caught in my throat. Avery. 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 Oh, shit.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.